Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Evolvepreneur Secret Show for Entrepreneurs, and I'm your host, Brian Silverthorne. My mission is always to help entrepreneurs make a difference with their businesses and to navigate the challenging worlds of startup, growth, or relaunch. And today we're going to dig deep with our guest and get you the best concepts and strategies to fast track your business. And our special guest today is Paul Deschamps. Paul is an MD and an MBA and advises health system leaders on reducing burnout. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thanks, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Why don't we start by you giving us a little bit of background and tell us what got you to where you are today.
Sure. Thanks. Yeah, for the last 8 years, I've spent my time consulting with and advising health system leaders on how to address the workplace to reduce burnout and create an organization that's resilient. I got there, started out as a family physician, practiced for 25 years seeing patients, often got frustrated by the way things didn't go right in my office and would speak up about that. From there, I got put on committees and gradually into higher levels of management positions, ultimately became the CEO of a 300 physician group in the Central Valley of California, Modesto and Stockton. During the 5 years I was CEO, we led a transformation around the theme of returning joy to patient care using Lean as our management system and cultural framework. And by the end of that time, we've been recognized by Consumer Reports as the highest rated out of 170 medical groups across the state of California 2 years in a row, while moving our physician satisfaction from the 45th up to the 87th percentile. So we figured we were onto something that could help an organization function effectively at the same time reduce burnout for the clinicians. And it's hard to not be aware today that physicians and nurses are really experiencing burnout, driving a lot of resignations and reshufflings and big challenges for healthcare organizations.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's been a lot going on in the world lately that's been helping drive people, as you say, those in the medical profession to get to a burnout level, and that's fully understandable. So right now, do you still continue in that position, or are you out helping other groups along the way?
Yeah, so about 8 years ago, I left there and joined a consulting firm that was working with health systems around the country to do this, and I've been coaching health system leaders since then. That firm went through some evolution, ultimately got acquired into IBM Watson Health, which at the time I thought was a great thing. They were pursuing some technology that could really make healthcare better as well. Ultimately, though, IBM has moved away from IBM Watson Health, and I've been on my own. I work with a few other consulting partners, but I work a mixture of independently as well as with others who can, finding the best ways to serve clients. Really focusing on leadership because it is so crucial. The basic concept being that the problem with burnout is the workplace. It's not the workers. Physicians and nurses are some of the most resilient people in the world. But the workplace has become such a challenge to work within that focusing on fixing those challenges is really primary. And so that's where I focus now.
That's interesting you say that, because I spent a few years with a consulting hat on myself that in the business world, and most of the problems there were workplace issues rather than people issues. So that's, I guess, it may be universal across all types of jobs and careers.
Absolutely. The principles that I base my work on apply to every industry, and I've found there are some tech industries now that have reached out to me to offer some help as well. So my big picture focus is simply on making workplaces better for everyone. I have expertise in healthcare, but a lot of the concepts really do apply to any industry. And based on those core concepts, I find it's pretty easy to help people across the spectrum.
Well, I would agree with you. Well, based on expanding the opportunities for people to use your expertise outside the healthcare industry, do you have some sort of a description of what an ideal client looks like and how that client might find you?
Sure. An ideal client is where the leaders are interested in making a difference in addressing the workplace issues. And people, leaders have a whole spectrum of being focused simply on whether it's for-profit or nonprofit, raising their margins, raising their stock prices, raising their reserves, you name it. And if focus is there, it's pretty challenging to do this work. We find leaders who recognize that by creating a great workplace, they are going to be successful, and then come to us looking for that kind of approach, we can really shine, and we can really help jumpstart improvements that way.
Great. Yeah. I know that that's needed out there. So how do these people find you currently? Do you have some active marketing or organic stuff, referrals? How does that happen?
Thanks. It's a combination. I have a website, pauldechantmd.com, and so that's an easy place to find me and learn more about who I am, what I'm all about. I'm active on Twitter and LinkedIn, pauldechantmd, and I do blog posts, probably not as regularly as I should, but they're out there as well, and you can get on my newsletter, and then when I post one, you'll get notified about that way. Email, it's simply paul@pauldechantmd.com, and people can feel free to reach out that way also.
So what's your most of the things you mentioned, what's most successful right now in bringing you additional business?
I think it's the social media presence helps people become aware, and then they'll go to my website, and I get a lot of contacts through my website that way.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. So, like all entrepreneurs, we all have our goals, whether they're revenue goals or accomplishment goals, whatever they happen to be. So, do you have any goals set for you for the next 12 months or so?
The thing that I really enjoy doing, a couple of things. I enjoy giving keynote speeches and doing workshops at conferences. And so I've got a goal of doing at least two keynotes and or a workshop a month. And that really helps drive two things. It helps drive the business, but it also helps drive awareness.
Right.
And more than anything, that's probably the big one. Long term, engaging with clients who are ready to make a meaningful change. Just having even three or four clients at that level are enough to help me make a difference and sustain the work that I'm doing as well.
No, good. Good. Yeah. Getting yourself in front of groups is a lot easier than spreading the word one-on-one. And it also lends greatly to your credibility because they get to see you and interact with you, and that's a great way to do it with speaking and workshops.
Yeah, and I've found that the approach I take is pretty unique. And it's all based on the core concepts that Christina Maslach, who created the Maslach Burnout Inventory, developed even 40 years ago. There's three key ways that burnout shows up. It's exhaustion, cynicism, and inefficacy. But there's six drivers that drive that, and most people don't really understand that. They think that burnout's all about the first driver, which is work overload, leading to exhaustion, and that's what burnout is. What they don't get is that from a management standpoint, the drivers of cynicism, which are lack of control, insufficient reward, breakdown of community, absence of fairness, and misaligned values, those drivers of cynicism, when we address those properly, actually lead to empowerment of all of the workers, and not just empowerment, but alignment as well. And when we put empowerment and alignment together, we get great engagement. And that's where organizations then have a chance to shine, because in almost every organization these days, people are really skilled knowledge workers, and they can't do knowledge work without empowerment. But the thought of everybody being empowered and not aligned as a CEO scares me. So it's creating both that really helps make that difference.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You want to have good oarsmen in the boat, but you all want them all rowing in the same direction, I guess. That's where the alignment comes in, huh?
That's a great way to express it. I think I might pick up on
Feel free to do so.
that
So do you have any major roadblocks or anything that you'd have to run around or jump over to get you where you want to go?
Well, the big challenge is like for almost every entrepreneur, is people accepting change and engaging in change. You know, especially when you're working at a high level of leadership, people have worked a certain way throughout their career to get to that level. And if we come along and say, oh, you know, that worked for you before, but you should really change, that's hard to swallow when you've worked a way that's helped you to be successful. And now you're thinking, I'm supposed to do something different. Doesn't this person understand? I got this way because of this work that I've done. It's a big risk to change. And it is. I mean, that's, you know, there's management consultants. I have a quote from Machiavelli that talks about the risk of leading change. And every consultant and management, you know, guru since then talks about this as well. So it's that approach to change that makes it palatable, but still have people be engaged in enough that we can move effectively and with a sense of urgency that's really needed these days.
Yeah, and change is tough. I spent some time many years ago to study a little bit about people's behavioral makeup from the point of view of how it affects their communication. But one of the things I learned there is just about 14% of the population is wired to firmly resist change, and another 40%, it just is very skeptical about change and needs a long time to consider the possibilities and make up their mind. So you got a 54% uphill battle with anything that you do just naturally.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So I see that you have a book. Is that discussing what you've just been discussing here?
Yeah. So the book is Preventing Physician Burnout, Curing the Chaos and Returning Joy to Patient Care is the title. It's actually written with a co-author who is a physician who burned out and became a medical writer. What it does is it, and again, in terms of many of the concepts can apply to any industry, but it does focus on healthcare. And we go through the first two thirds of the book explaining what burnout is and what drives it. And then the last third talks about things one can do to address it. We're careful to not be too prescriptive because every organization, almost every organization deals with burnout and these underlying drivers. Every organization is also unique in its people, its structure, its industry, you know, their customers, et cetera. So the concepts can apply everywhere, but we have to be careful to make sure we're applying them properly. Yeah. The way I like to work with a client is to start out by doing a diagnostic to understand their organization well. And then once we've gotten the diagnostic information, sitting down with the leadership and planning an intervention that will make a difference specific to their needs as a result of that. Kind of like being a doctor. When a patient comes in, you know, they present with a symptom, but there's so many different things that might be causing that symptom that we've got to do a diagnostic first and then work with the patient on a plan to address that. And then you start to put the plan in place. It really follows the same pattern.
Yeah. My experience in helping entrepreneurial business owners grow in the past is all the problems and challenges they have are they're dealing with, as you say, symptoms. So you got to do some digging to get down to the root cause of before you know how to recommend a treatment, to use a medical jargon. But when you wrote your book, did you do it with the intent of it being a legacy book where it can leave your knowledge and experience behind to help others? Or did you do it from the point of view of making it a lead generation tool, or both?
You know, I hadn't really thought about that before. And mostly at first, it was a lead generation tool. But what we're finding is the original came out back in 2016. And, you know, we've updated it a bit. But we're finding a lot of people now, the book's kind of been accelerating in interest and popularity more recently. Whereas we thought it would be, you know, burnout was around back in 2016. It was a big deal. It was being presented at medical conferences then. And we thought this will just really pop and take off. It really didn't pop as much, but lately we're finding more and more people reading it and getting the follow-up that It's well researched. The concepts make sense, and people are finding a lot of value in it that way. Which so it is kind of a legacy book then in that way.
Okay. Yeah. There's nothing that prevents a book from being both. That's for sure. Probably even a benefit. So yeah. has it become a bestseller?
I wouldn't say it's a bestseller because we've got a kind of a narrow market, and we haven't gone the traditional publishing house route. And we've done this through Amazon without a lot of resources into marketing it. I think if I look back and think, could we have done something differently? I like the flexibility of having it published through Amazon because we can make changes and we can update it pretty easily. And you've got more control over the book. But it probably would have had a bigger audience and been, out there more broadly if we'd gone through a regular publishing house.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot like you say, flexibility and tips and tricks that can help you on Amazon. So that's a good place to be. One last question here. What's the best piece of advice you've ever given one of your clients, just out of curiosity?
Wow. Best piece of advice I've ever given one of my clients. Probably the same advice I've given my kids, which is you can do anything you want. You just can't do everything you want. If we have to focus on where we've got our best opportunities to really shine. And while it's tempting, especially in healthcare, because there are so many competing priorities, it's so tempting to try to pursue strategies around multiple different specialty service lines, multiple different ways to connect to patients over different technology. You can easily not do any of it well because we have limited resources. And choosing carefully what you're going to focus on and then applying your due diligence to that is really key to making a difference.
Yep, excellent advice and probably a good way to bring this to an end. But you want to take a minute here and remind people, let people know about your book and how they can get that and also how they can find you.
Oh, sure. Thanks. Probably the best vehicle is my website, that pauldechantmd.com. I've got a page on there about the book that you can read about get a background on the book and then order it off of there if you'd like. It takes you right to the Amazon page. Other ways to reach me are through social media, LinkedIn and Twitter, as well as just email me, paul@pauldechanmd.com. Any of those approaches are great, and I certainly appreciate it and look forward. I love just talking to people to explore the potential of whether there might be some way we could work together.
Well, speaking of enjoying talking to people, I've certainly enjoyed talking with you and have learned some things, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, it has been great. Thank you so much, Brian.
You bet. So just before you go, folks, if you like this episode, we would be very grateful for a 5-star review because we're wrapping up another great episode of Evolvepreneur Secrets for Entrepreneurs show with Paul DeChant, the MD and a specialist in helping companies get through burnout. And if you'd also be so kind, please consider recommending the show to a friend or two. And make sure you subscribe for future episodes at evolvepreneursecrets.show. Until next time, if you're an entrepreneur, make a start on your next great idea today. Thanks.